This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
This is Hope Breakfast with Sam, and I'm very excited to welcome back to the Hope studio someone who's no stranger to this parts, Ali Barnes, producer on maternity leave. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to be back here so soon, hassling you through the window.
I hope you will be. Hopefully not the hassling part so much as being back. But you are in because you have brought out, or you're in the midst of, a second season of your award-winning. Okay, it's not award-winning, but an amazing podcast called Mum's Group. If people haven't actually caught up on what Mum's Group is the first time around, give us the elevator pitch.
Basically, when I was pregnant, I was listening to every podcast there was about pregnancy and birth and beyond. And they were really helpful and insightful and funny and scary and all the emotions. But I was looking for one that shared the same Christian worldview as I have. And I found one, to be honest, but it was American and it was very American, if you know what I mean. So I decided I wanted to make one for Australian audiences that talked the way that I talk, that shares, you know, faith in a real and genuine way. And when COVID happened, I felt even more motivated because a lot of mums groups weren't meeting in person. And I just really felt for mums who might feel isolated, or even if there were groups, mums that didn't have the personality that they'd enjoy being in that sort of situation, but still wanted to have the conversations about things like feeding and sleeping and how motherhood impacts our experience of church and all these conversations that we as new mums want to have and want to understand what's ahead for us. And so I made that season of the, I guess, things that we might encounter in the first 12 months and things that maybe we don't go through, like potentially miscarriage or spending time in NICU, but maybe that a sister or a dear friend does and how we can better support them. But now I have a toddler.
So you did the first season when your first son, Banjo, was quite young.
Yeah.
He's now two.
Two and a half, yeah.
Two and a half. And you not only have him as a toddler, but you've also got another kid.
Yep, Zach, who's 5 months old.
So I'm trying to work out, is a second season more based on the fact that you've got two kids, or it's because you're trying to deal with a toddler and a second child? Yeah. Which way are you leaning here?
Look, the second season is much more selfishly motivated because I just want to glean wisdom from other mums about, yeah, the toddler years. And that's the trench I'm currently in. And we're having conversations about, yeah, absolutely, how to foster strong sibling relationships, how to deal with those meltdowns that, you know, kids with big feelings have.
Toilet training, isn't that a joy?
Toilet training, yes. Just did that last weekend. Woo! And, yeah, basically just all the things that happen for a kid in those next couple of years and how our faith interplays in those things. And yeah, it's been tricky having two, not only for me, but because the whole idea of the podcast is to just hear stories from other mums. You know, I'm not so interested in hearing from the experts. I just want to hear what real everyday mums are battling with, the tips and tricks that they have, you know, the guilt, the real experience of motherhood. Organizing three moms with three kids or more than that and three husbands, it's tricky getting us all around the microphone, not to mention having two of my own, but squeezing it in and been really enjoying the conversations.
I was going to say, how on earth are you fitting in a podcast, not just an odd episode here and there, but regular weekly episodes in a season? How do you make it happen?
8:30 at night. When I can hardly string two words together.
Well, that's a great plug there to go and listen to Mum's Group. No, it is a really great podcast. And I know that when you launched it, when you talked about it last time, you had some great feedback on people who have listened to it. Have you heard more stories of people embracing it?
Yeah, I got a message from a friend that I went to church with a million years ago. And she said, "Hey, Ali, just wanted to let you know that I listened to your podcast in the lead up to having Lucy. And I just want to say thank you, particularly for the breastfeeding episode, because we had a really hard time. And I almost felt prepared for it because I'd heard the stories of the other women, and I just want to say thanks." And I mean, just a text message like that makes it all worth it. I hope to keep making more even when I return to work, but it is just a passion project. Those passion pursuits sometimes fall by the wayside. But when I hear feedback like that, that it actually makes a difference in someone's life, I think, oh, okay, this is worth doing.
So we can expect Mum's Group season 14, the teenage years,
oh,
in coming
mate.
Years.
I can't even think like that.
Well, Ali Bards, your podcast is called Mum's Group. You can get it anywhere we get podcasts. And, yeah, if you are any mum or you know others who are, it's a really good place to listen and feel like you're part of a community.
And can I just do a cheeky plug? We do have a Facebook group for those who aren't into podcasts but still want to have those conversations and hear insights from other mums. You can find us Mum's Group Pod, that's short for podcast, on Facebook.
Ali Barnes, can't wait to have you back in the studio full time.
Oh, Sam, I miss you.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.